Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
A little birdie told us it was Friday, and we're so excited. Thank
so
you guys
excited.
For starting the morning off with us. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Looking at 42 for the high today. Some things just cannot be ruined. A surprise party? Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
But something as significant as this, that would be an absolute no-no.
I love surprises, okay? I really do. I want to be surprised with almost everything in my life. Me waking up, huge surprise. Me just like, you know, having a beautiful day, huge surprise. I love the feeling and the rush and the sensation of having a surprise, right?
You wake up in the morning, and when you actually wake up, you're surprised.
When I open my eyes, because every time I go to bed, I'm like, I'm going to die. So Who knows, truly. But when it comes to surprises, whether it be like a surprise birthday party or, you know, a surprise gathering or someone flies in to surprise you from somewhere. That's a huge thing that it's a feeling that you'll never feel with anything else. But there's some people that really don't like that feeling and they don't like feeling surprised and they think that, you know, it throws them off and they like to be in the know and maybe they're a control freak, whatever the case may be. Insert for your buddy who ruins every surprise party ever.
He likes to do that.
So I'm on the phone with my friend yesterday, and I just feel like there's some surprises that are so, like, once-in-a-lifetime surprises that should not be ruined. You finding out that you're getting engaged. You finding out that you're pregnant. Like, huge monumental things that are going to change the course of your life completely. So I'm on the phone with my friend yesterday, and she goes, I have to tell you something. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I'm getting married. And I go, what do you mean you're getting married? You got engaged? You didn't tell me? What's happening here? She goes, no, I found the receipt to the ring on my boyfriend's email.
Why does she have his email?
I was like, why were you on the, what are you talking about?
I was checking to see if he had a subscription to Ashley Madison.
I was looking to see what OnlyFans models he subscribes to.
She finds this receipt.
So she finds this receipt from, I don't know, Cornell's or, you know, Charisma. I'm not sure what it is.
That's her fault for snooping.
And I was like, that is the most horrific thing I've ever heard. Because, listen, getting engaged is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, hopefully, fingers crossed, right? But you ruining that own surprise for you, I would be kicking myself. And so angry and upset, if, say you did it on purpose, say you found it on accident, whatever the case may be, if I ruined a monumental surprise that's going to change the outcome of my life,
yeah.
I would be so upset.
If, to the ladies who are waiting to get proposed to, would you rather know, or would you rather have it be a surprise? Like, because I can't imagine, it's like Christmas morning, you already know the gifts you're getting.
Period.
It's kind of a bummer.
Literally.
Also, huge congratulations To my friend Jenny's mom, who just got engaged for the fourth time.
You know what they say? Fourth time's a charm.
Oh, yeah, that's the saying.
Oh, gosh. But there are some women out there that want to know, to be prepared, to do all of the things. But I think that it takes a certain type of person to lose all control and let that happen freely and organically. And then a certain type of person that's like, I need to know what I'm wearing and what nail color my nails need to be, well, and all of this stuff.
It's very type A of them.
And
I have to control the situation. And also, I've heard of this happening. We've talked about this on the show. Women who know they're going to get proposed to, so they have to wear the best outfit. Their nails has to be done because they know they're going to be taking pictures with their engagement ring. So, of course, the nails have to be done. Mm-hmm. The hair has to be did.
I think one of the funniest things
spray
is...
Spray tan.
Yeah.
The teeth whitening.
The full spray tan.
Boob job.
I think...
The rhinoplasty.
A full facelift. Like, I don't even look like myself. I think one of the funniest things is one of my favorite shows, Summer House. The girl got engaged. They're no longer together, so it didn't work out. But she wore full shoulder pads to the beach. She's like, I had no idea.
Shoulder? Had, like, oh, she wear a dress?
Yeah. I'm like, and the girl called her out. She was like, you literally wore shoulder pads to the beach. Like, you knew you were getting proposed to. She's like, I had no idea. I think when it comes down to this, either you own it, or you be completely surprised. I don't like the half-ass in the middle, like, oh my God, I had no idea. Like, not everyone's a great actress like me. You know what I mean? So
yeah, you're right on point.
I feel like with you, though, not that you are going to get proposed to, but I feel like you're the type of person that's going to maybe soil the surprise for your future partner.
Never.
Hey, guys.
I'm fantastic when it comes to surprises.
But
I've thrown past girlfriends surprise parties, and they've all gone well. Yeah.
I'm just like panicking.
By the way, does your friend's fiance know? Did he find out?
No, but I mean, if he listens to the show, he might know. So he doesn't know that she knows.
Why is she in his email?
That's the bigger question, you know?
No, I'm asking.
But I don't know that the answer to that question, but my friend who told me this story yesterday was not the first friend of mine that has come to me and said, I found the ring, I found the email, I found the receipt. And sometimes they're looking and sometimes they're not. But I think that there's some things in life that you can't redo and you can't recreate. And that's one of them. And
well,
I feel shame for her.
Unless you're my friend Jenny's mom.
Again, fourth time's a charm.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Lindsay from Gates. I would absolutely want none. Would not want to know if my fiance or future fiance proposes to me. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. Is there a possibility he's going to propose this summer? Fingers crossed. But if he does, please don't tell me. Yeah, I'm with you.
And there's also a subtle art of like knowing enough to be able to plan for what you need to while also being surprised.
Correct.
People that love you and support you and want you to have the best engagement possible will guide you to the place that you need to be, whether that be subtly like, hey, let's go get our nails done randomly or whatever the case may be. But I do feel bad because she ruined her probably one of the biggest surprises she'll ever experience in her life.
Well, let's just wish her a congratulations right now.
Yeah.
Congrats on your wedding engagement.
We're so happy for you.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Ba-da-ba-da. PXY mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. 42 for the high today. Let's talk about Canandaigua.
Oh, here we go.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Office says it seized a very large amount of cocaine, LSD, psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and other drugs after the arrest of a Canandaigua man. We're talking about Jeffrey Johnson, 42.
Jeffy.
Someone was ready to party.
He's actually on the way to your house, so there's that.
They pulled this guy over in his car while exiting the thruway in Manchester, and the sheriff's office said the arrest comes after a very long investigation into cocaine distribution around Canandaigua. Johnson is now charged with felony criminal possession of a controlled substance. Yeah. Law enforcement searched this guy's car. There was enough in there to make Pablo Escobar a little jelly. 1.5 kilograms of cocaine, almost 10,000 tabs of LSD, 6 pounds of marijuana, almost 7 pounds of mushrooms.
Not the Portabella.
92 ecstasy pills, 7 grand in cash. Johnson was arraigned and remains in the Ontario County Jail on bail. But deputies say the investigation remains active and additional arrests are possible. Also, guys, anyone who wants to report illegal drug activity can anonymously call 396-3784 because everyone is running to their phones to do that.
Oh, yes, they are.
Now, you wanted to give a shout out to the kids in Canada?
So, yes. So yesterday, Moose started opening up our shout out Pandora's box, and Mr. What's His Face's class had to Mr. Coleman had to get crumble cookie, and I went down to Canandaigua yesterday, my old stomping grounds, and I wanted to give a little shout out to the life skills classroom at Canandaigua Academy with all my unified athletes. Shout out to them. Also, a quick shout out to Mr. Bates' East Rochester science class. You know, we're doing God's work over here. We really are.
That's what it's all about.
Really are, so.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We appreciate that. The 97th Academy Awards are this Sunday, and Breezy's brothers Max will be back on the air to give all his Oscar predictions of who's going to possibly be taking home that shiny golden trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I'm not going to lie, your brother's predictions were spot on.
No, he crushed it.
Can he do it again? We'll get him on the phone with us to talk Oscars coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The Oscars are officially this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to talk to anyone about Oscar predictions, of course, this guy has to be Breezy's younger brother, Max, who is usually on point with this type of stuff.
No, he's a professional for sure, without the credentials.
Without the credentials, yes. And I know sometimes award season has been losing some steam with a lot of these shows, but I think the Academy Awards this year, the 97th Academy Awards, are going to do pretty well.
Yeah.
Max, good morning, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you are a staple for Oscar season, so we had to have you on. Grab your prediction. Year. Heading down to Florida for the Oscar party with our parents.
Are you really?
Yeah, the family. I'm visiting the family in Florida. Yeah, we're going to watch the show down there. So, yeah.
Last year's awards, your predictions were pretty spot on, Max, and I have a feeling this year...
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Same thing. Yeah, 10 out of 10. You have seen every film that has been nominated this year, correct?
Yeah, all the best pictures, all the acting. I've seen them all, yeah.
Even the short films. That's crazy.
Well, I don't have access to those, but I watch the main categories.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So tell us, what are your predictions this year? Nominated for Best Picture is...
Okay, so I want to tell you, I think the front runner to win Best Picture is this movie called Anora.
Yes.
Which is about a stripper who marries a Russian billionaire.
Right.
It's kind of like a modern-day Pretty Woman.
Right.
But this movie's about how like rich people and poor people are living completely separate lives, and it's very topical to modern issues today, so I think the Academy wants to celebrate that, you know?
Amazing.
Well, Mikki Madison is up for Best Actress in this role.
and it's a tight race between her and Demi Moore for The Substance. I wanted to ask you, Moose, have you heard of The Substance at all?
Yes, I have.
What were your thoughts?
Have you seen it at all?
Can I be honest with you? I got 40 minutes in. I was like, I think I'm good.
Honestly, it's good. But I wanted to say The Substance is interesting because it's like disgusting horror movie. But it's closer to something like Human Centipede than it is an Oscar
Which I
movie.
Feel like you would love, Moose, no?
Well, no, it's not that. It was just too demonic for me. And I'm I didn't enjoy it, you know, because I like a good horror movie, but it's not something I'm typically watching at any given time. I usually just will give my time and attention to those films during the holiday of Halloween.
It's crazy how many people did like the Substance, Max, because it is gory and I didn't watch it, but it is gory and disgusting, but it's like people couldn't look away. Do you think that was because of the topic on which they were discussing? So basically, if you haven't seen it or heard of it, Max, you can explain it.
Yeah, the movie's about an actress in Hollywood who's aging and getting older, and basically how women are treated in Hollywood. So that's the reason why Hollywood wants to celebrate this movie, not because it's like a horror movie, but because it's talking about how women are treated in society and Hollywood in general.
Max, in general, Hollywood loves talking about itself. Mm-hmm. Any movie that has ever been relevant to anything related to Hollywood has won Best Picture. We're talking about The Artist. We're talking about La La Land. We're talking about Once Upon a Time. Any of those films dealing with Hollywood has always got all the recognition in the world. So if you are looking to get to the Oscars, make a film about L.A.
No, fully.
I wanted to say the best actress race is between Mikey Madison, like you said, for Nora, and Demi Moore, who's never won an Oscar before, actress in Hollywood. And I think they always give it to the younger actress, you know? That's just their bias, you know?
That's interesting, considering the fact that the movie is kind of tearing that down.
You know, I'm fascinated by the fact that you haven't really mentioned Wicked yet.
I know. We need to talk about that.
Okay, so Wicked has 10 Oscar nominations. I know that was the most successful movie this year financially, and it was the one that got everyone talking. I think it'll win 2 Oscars. I think it'll win Best Costume Design and Best Production Design, but that's as far as I'm going with Wicked.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not an actress in a leading role, huh? Cynthia Erivo?
She was great, but I think it's just too busy this year. But I will say there will be live performances of Wicked, the songs, you know?
Yes.
So get excited about that. Yeah.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Oh, that's going to be great, man. Okay, let's talk about actor in a leading role really quickly. Who are you going for?
Yep. The race is between Timothy Chalamet for playing Bob Dylan in this musical movie and Adrian Brody in The Brutalist, which is a huge historical epic film. My prediction is Adrian Brody wins because what I think is with actresses, they give it to the younger actress, but with actors, they always give it to the seasoned older actor. You know
That's so interesting.
You know, I'm going to have to go against you on this one, Max, and say Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
He was really, really good.
He portrayed Donald Trump in this film.
Young
Donald Trump had all his mannerisms down. The guy is a phenomenal actor, but I thought he was great in this role. I think this is going to surprise all of us.
Interesting.
And I could be wrong.
You could be right also.
That is true.
That's very true.
He's never right, though. So.
I know. But the Oscars are this Sunday, March 2nd, the 97th Academy Awards. It's all very, very exciting.
One more wild prediction.
Yes.
I think Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran Culkin, is going to win an Oscar for this movie, A Real Pain. He's known for acting on Succession, but he's a good actor. I think he's going to win this year.
I wish he would do something with his brother, Macaulay Culkin.
Breezy, do you know Home Alone?
Home Alone, sure
do. Wow, I mean,
and from the Michael Jackson documentary.
That's right. All right.
Oh, God.
We shall see how this unfolds on Sunday, Max.
Hosted by Conan O'Brien, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Where are we watching this? We totally butchered it the other day when we talked about it.
It's on ABC and streaming on Hulu online. So
at 7 p.m. this Sunday, March 2nd.
All right. Yep. And So sad to see the news. We reported on it yesterday on the show about Gene Hackman passing away along with his wife and dog. No foul play was suspected, but they were all found deceased in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right before the Oscars here. So I'm sure they're going to be doing a special shout out to him.
Yeah, the in memoriam will be a huge thing, and they'll probably recognize the LA fires that have been happening.
For sure.
Absolutely. Max, thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate you, man. We'll check back in with you to see how well you did this year.
Yeah, circle back, okay?
Okay, man. All right,
take care.
Will
do.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.